Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
Ugh, stupid shoulder stuff. It's the worst.
Oh, I know. I just feel so bad.
Have you ever had this happen where you're just out of the blue? Like, I didn't do anything. Didn't right. injure myself. Just all of a sudden decided, you know what? Today's a good day to have a rotator cuff issue.
What?
I mean, I fell down the stairs and my shoulder's been hurting ever since.
What?
Like,
really?
Yeah. Was it this winter? Like this? I think it was in November. I thought one of the kids was crying and screaming. I fell down the stairs and I twisted my shoulder and I'm like, oh, it'll heal. It's still, I can hardly lift it up. But I mean, I did that to myself. Yours is just like all of a sudden one day your shoulder is just hurting.
Just decided it's just done working. And it's like, and no. And it's, oh, have you ever had anybody work on your shoulder where they dig in your armpit?
No, I'm scared.
And so my arm is up over my head and they're doing this checking. Oh, I can't even touch it. It's so tender today. Trying to release. And they're like, stay with me. Just breathe. Just breathe. I know this hurts. We've got to. I'm like, I broke out into a full body sweat.
Oh,
the pain
man.
Was like a 9.9 out of 10.
Oh,
and then they send me home with a strap where I wear a little wrist thing that is tethered to a strap that hooks below my knee.
Oh,
and it pulls my arm out and holds it alongside my leg all night.
So then you're like cuffed.
So there I lay in bed like a toy soldier with my arm right at my side and it, nope, can't move
oh,
it.
God.
Okay. It's holding it in a healing position.
Oh,
well, it didn't heal much because I was up all freaking night.
Oh, and the worst is like when they're putting that pressure on your armpit, we think when we get a massage gun, those $200-$300 ones you could buy at home, we think we're like, yeah, we got, ooh, that's a little tender. No. When you go in and actually have it done by professionals,
holy.
It is completely different. You're like, oh no.
The only good news is, you know what? I think we can rule out a rotator cuff tear. You
yes.
don't have a tear there, so you don't
Hallelujah.
Need surgery. You just need a lot of rehab.
Neat.
Oh.
Hours and days and weeks of rehab.
Neat.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
good 40 days and you should be fine.
Cool.
Also, 39 more.
Hey.
So you seriously have to sleep like that for 40 days?
40 days.
Hey, you're out of the 40s, though. Now you're down to 39.
Exactly.
Oh, well, you haven't been able to even sleep, so hopefully this all works.
Hey, good news is you do not get up for a job super early, so sleep.
Who needs sleep, right? Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Well, we missed you yesterday.
Well, thank you. Good to be back. Apparently, I missed Crisco scaring the daylights out of TJ.
So I had to go run across the hall, and Dez and Pidge were in the studio getting the song ready, and I had to go run over and ask somebody something, and TJ's sitting in the middle of the hallway in her chair. And I'm like, oh, she has no idea I'm behind her. This is going to be great. So I quietly walk up, and I go, TJ! And I just get her so good. I mean, Ryan, you love a good scare.
Yeah. I do.
She jumps, and she goes, I thought she was going to laugh. I'm like, I got you so good. And then I got the lecture for 5 minutes. I am a woman of a certain age, and I can't kind of take those scares anymore. And you just can't go run and scare people. I'm like, oh my God, TJ. I was just kidding. Everyone else is laughing. And she's like, oh, I can't even handle it a little bit.
Well, she is pushing 50. And so, I mean, you know, it's hard. In fact, here she is right now. TJ just walking into the studio.
Come on, TJ. He said you're just pushing 50. Let's start there.
Well, you said you're a woman of a certain age and you shouldn't be scaring people like you.
Yeah, I scared you yesterday.
Oh.
She was so mad at me.
I thought for sure I was going to have a heart attack. And I said that because my sister's 44 and just had a heart attack 2 days ago. And I was like, Crisco, it runs in my family. How dare you?
Yes.
Scare me like that when I'm 40.
Round up 50.
And you could almost kill me.
Yeah.
I'm too old to go into haunted houses and things like that anymore.
Do you feel like sometimes when you get scared that I do worry for my heart,
yes.
but I also worry that I'm going to pee my
Yes.
Head.
When I laugh like, too hard sometimes, like when I fill in for you, sometimes I'm laughing so hard, I'm like, I'm seriously going to just sit here and pee my pants.
I have peed in probably all of these chairs.
Oh. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's right.
That's good. But I didn't pee yesterday. I more felt like I was going to have a heart attack.
So,
and then I get angry.
Oh, she right got away. Angry. Everybody else is like, oh, you got her so good. She's like, Chris, go.
I'm not a good scarer. I get like angry.
That's good to know.
Yeah. I get so mad.
So I'm sorry. Just I shouldn't have scared
him. Thank
you.
Thank you. Yeah, that was really sad.
Was
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
Okay. Not at all dramatic.
Was it in black and white?
Rude.
God, I love having somebody else here to take the brunt of the old lady.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, TJ.
Well, only the beginning of it was black and white, and then color.
After that was color, obviously.
Totally. Obviously. Yeah. Well, though, the very beginning, it was etched in stone, then black and white, then.
Rude.
It was thrilling to get color TV, though. It had to be wild.
Time. Yeah.
It was awesome.
So
that's also
apparently. We're basically the same age.
Basically, you are older. But,
you're right. By like
hey,
a year.
You're the only person that's around me ever that is a tiny bit older, and I'm going to run with it.
I'm sad.
Oh, no.
This is a sad day for me.
Why did you make her sad? Des apologized.
Well, you hit him. It'll make you feel better.
You can hit me. Why did you do it so quickly?
Because you just said I could hit you.
Yeah.
Well, she texted
me. I took the opportunity and ran with it. It did make me feel better.
How's your sister, by the way?
She's still in the hospital, but she's good. They didn't find anything, like, wrong, like no blockage or anything, so... They told her she could probably get out yesterday, but my mom was like, do not let her out of the hospital. She's been on morphine for 48 hours.
Yeah.
She's like, she can't function. She can't be alone. But they think it's probably due to like just lifestyle choices, maybe.
Well, she's like her sister. It's a lot of cream cheese wontons.
God, I love wontons. I haven't had a wonton in a while. Right now, I've been eating a lot of cream cheese and bagels.
Yeah, like you're just trying to hold up a mirror. And instead, you're like, oh, I want to order some of those for lunch.
I know, but it is kind of a wake-up call, you know? Like, we have cardiovascular disease in our family. My grandma, my grandpa. My aunt, they all passed away from that. So,
oh, this has been uplifting. Thank you, TJ.
I'm going to be healthy now. It's uplifting because I'm healthy now. Yay.
Yeah, just 12 wontons.
Shot of espresso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good for your heart.
Yeah. See? Red wine is really good for your heart.
Oh, Des, you're great.
Des will tell you.
My heart is. So on point.
See? Lots of red wine.
So
it's
well
really ate. Sluggish and slow. Yeah. It's like, I'm
no.
getting there.
The doctors have gloop, said, gloop, I am gloop, a miracle.
That's they're what like, her heart drinking. Sounds like as it beats. Gloop, gloop,
chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Yeah, they can't tell. Is that blood or is that wine flowing through your veins? But I don't know.
Either way, it's working for you.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, TJ.
No, he asked me how she's doing. It's a good story. Yeah. She's alive and thriving and getting out of the hospital soon.
I wouldn't say thriving. She's on morphine, but she's alive.
I mean, listen, morphine's good stuff.
Oh. It's terrible.
She's a drug addict.
I hate morphine. I have it in my chart that I'm allergic to it because I think it's so gross.
You do? I have to turn it down because when I have it, I crave it when I go home. I'm like craving morphine. So now...
What?
Like last time I got in a car accident, I was like, don't give me morphine. Don't give me morphine because I wanted it. I wanted it so bad that I was like, ooh, I was in my right mind enough to be like, don't give it to me.
I fainted after I had a gallstone and it was stuck. And the pain of having a stuck gallstone. Ouch. Oh, that's pain like you've never felt before. Oh. And they gave me morphine for the pain. I lights out.
Oh, no.
And it's a dirty, gross drug. The way you feel on it, it's just, ew.
Yeah, it was. I only had it one time, and it was very similar to what Ryan explained, because it was like, I think it was almost the exact same thing, and I was like, ew.
But what about, like, Vicodin and Percocet? Like, can you take those?
Those are nice.
See, I can't take those. Those make me so sick, and I hate them. I refuse to take Vicodin or Percocet, but morphine, you bring that on.
Oh,
oh my gosh. She's like, the dirty drug?
So good.
Yeah, so good. Oh, man. Well, speaking of health.
Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepped, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery sets you up for success. How about a two-minute meal? Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. If you're always on the go and needing a quick and easy way to find something to eat, you need to try Factor Meals. They have an easy-to-use website, plus they offer loads of options like snacks, breakfast, smoothies, juices, and more to keep you going on the go no matter what's going on in your schedule. Factor is also extremely flexible. Change your order up every week with plans ranging from 6 to 18 meals per week, or you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping and cooking or cleanup needed afterwards. Head to factormeals.com/CDR50 and use code CDR50 to get 50% off. That's CDR50 at factormeals.com/CDR50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is good news for people like TJ, people who aren't very active. Well, actually, it's good for this whole show.
Yeah. All right, geez, God, you know what? I'm going to go, I think.
10,000 steps. It was the number we've heard for the longest time, yeah. Right? To be healthy, you have to do 10,000 steps.
Yeah. I hit it yesterday and the day before.
I think they're realizing America's not getting out there and putting her 10,000 in. She is not interested in walking 10,000 steps.
No, Merka's fat.
Merka's lazy.
Yeah, real lazy.
So if you do just half of that once a week, you can actually improve your health. That's right. All you need is 5,000 steps once a week.
Once a week, guys. I mean, a Statue of Liberty switched out the actual thing she was holding and has a chicken leg now.
The torch? Says,
thank you. I couldn't think of it.
The thing that she's holding.
Why did I not remember? It's a torch.
I was going to say flame.
See, we're not bright and we don't walk a lot. And I don't even think Des should get counting credit. I can't talk. You shouldn't get credit for your 10,000 steps.
Why?
I think she sits here every day and all you hear is tap, 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 tap.
I don't have steps now. It's after. I. Who doesn't at least get 5,000 steps a day, right?
Right? Preach.
Now, here's the good news. 7,500 steps, 3 times a week, you have a 52% less likely chance that you'll die of premature death.
I do.
So that's good.
That's great.
So, Des, you're nailing this.
I actually am. Who knew I was a specimen of fine health in this room?
Well, no, in America.
In America.
I love that you're shocked that we don't all get 10,000 steps when you look at America. We're like the fattest country, and you're like, I'm shocked that not everybody gets 10,000 steps.
I said 5,000.
5,000 steps.
Yeah, 5,000.
It sounds like it's not a lot, but it is a lot.
It is a lot. I mean, to do a full 10,000. Yeah. I was hitting it daily on our cruise.
So you're just walking everywhere?
Only because I didn't sit around like this job. Think about it. You get up from bed, you get up, you drive in seated, mm-hmm. you come into the studio, mm-hmm. you sit for 4 or 5 hours, get mm-hmm. in a car, sit, go home, sit, work on tomorrow's show, sit, then take a nap, lay in bed.
I know. It does not make you healthy.
No.
I mean, I have.
It's killing me.
Definitely looked and felt better in my life.
Right.
Midday Des was way better than morning Des.
So much better. I just always bounced right back. Now I'm like literally bouncing down the hall.
Ask TJ the difference between midday TJ and mid-morning TJ.
Oh, way happier TJ.
Yeah.
See how happy I am today.
We also found out it's probably from a morphine drip. So
that also helps.
She's like, yee!
Seriously.
Jeez.
I love that we have it on tape. Her admitting she craves morphine.
I know, but I don't take it. It's been years.
Hey, sis, do you need a visitor? No, I'm actually getting out today. I'm on my way.
Don't let him take the drip.
TJ, I think you'll love this. So we had kids name things. It's just cuter when they come up with a name for something.
Of course.
Somebody had texted, and my kids would always call hand sanitizer, Hanitizer.
Hanitizer, yep. Makes sense. Yep.
That's how River always said it, too. I'd be like, you mean the hand sanitizer? Yeah, the Hanitizer.
Hanitizer.
Like, why? I am saying that.
Why has Unilever or Procter & Gamble not trademarked Hanitizer?
Right?
It's freaking genius. It's the cutest thing ever. Target kids.
I know, Hanitizer.
My son calls the cemetery the boneyard.
Oh, that makes sense. Totally. They're so literal. Like, for when we call, like, burnt freezer head, whatever it is. What do you get? Freezer burn? No.
Brain freeze.
Oh, my God.
That was
brain freeze. No, because I was thinking of what Nilly calls it. She calls it burn head. So she's like, oh, I got burned head. Because your head is literally feels like it's burning.
It doesn't feel cold. It just hurts.
Yeah, it burns.
Yeah, burn head.
Brain freeze. I'm like, how did I figure out you were trying to say brain freeze there? You know, it's like
freeze
it's on
or burn
fire.
In your head.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Desserts with nuts should be called boy desserts.
Yep.
That's what we call them in my family. Boy desserts and girl desserts. Yeah, is it nut free or not?
Yeah. Are those boy brownies or not boy brownies? Which ones are they?
I'll take the girl brownies or the boy brownies, really. Boy I go brownies. Both ways.
Oh, yeah. No. Boy brownies.
Just straight boy.
Oh, yeah. My daughter used to call skunks stunks.
Oh, because they stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, again,
yeah,
quite
that
literal.
That makes sense.
Yeah. My son used to say marote for the remote.
Marote.
Marote.
I need them. Where's the marote?
Where's the marote?
Or a backpack for a backpack. A backpack.
That's funny.
Is that a backpack on you? Or,
oh, my God, is that your front cack?
It's an impressive backpack.
Your front cack?
You've got the ones
a fanny pack is a front cack.
Front cack is a fanny pack.
Is that a cack in the front or the back?
I prefer the front cack.
You know, Taylor can swing his cack to the back. And he has. He'll have it on his side cack.
What about a camel cack? You got them all. Oh, God.
Oh. Don't pee, Des.
Okay, oh. No, I'm going to try not to.
Oh, please.
Oh,
I have cleaned up enough urine today.
Sorry.
Wow, I missed something fun.
At the time, my 4-year-old asked if she could ride her bike to the circle sack instead of the cul-de-sac.
I mean, why isn't a circle sack?
I don't even know what a colda is.
And why is it a sack?
What's a colda?
Both colda and sack don't make sense. Circle street.
We live by a cul-de-sac, and we are the shaft. Oh, and it's where all our friends live. They live in the sack. So, the shaft and the sack, we all hang out together.
Well, you're right, because cul-de-sac comes from the French, where it originally meant bottom of a sack. The cul-de-sac, the bottom of a sack.
Yeah.
Just come on over. We're the shaft.
That's what we say, the sack and the shaft. We live in the shaft.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Who wants to be at the bottom of a sack anyway?
No, not me.
I'd rather be on the shaft.
Definitely. I'm with you, girl.
I would. I'm just being honest.
You're not even talking about living anymore.
She wants to live on that shaft.
She wants to live on it all the time.
On the front cack shaft.
You got that right, ladies and gents.
Hey-o.
Oh, my God.
My nephew calls peas ball beans. They're little ball beans.
Oh, I'll take some of those green ball beans, please.
Yeah.
What?
That's so cute, because they look like little ball beans.
They do.
Bean balls.
You know what River calls exercise?
What?
Like, if he'll ask, I'll say, oh, I did the bike. Oh, did you exercise today? I'm like, oh, I am exercised, baby. And I should be exercising.
Oh, my demons.
Exercise.
Like, oh, I really stretched out. But mommy, I've been exercising every day before school. I'm like, okay, bud. Good for you.
Oh, my daughter couldn't say mastacholi. She said pastacholi, and we still call it that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it doesn't need to be masta.
Isn't that amazing? I love that these things stick around. Yeah. It's so cute. I don't know if you know this, but Des's daughter has named Lady Bits your Pear-giny.
Oh, that's fun.
She legit thought that's what a vagina was called.
And I, as a grown man, still refer to them as Pear-ginies and
I've
always will.
I heard you say that.
Forever.
I didn't know that that's where it came from. Yeah.
Forever. The Pear-giny. Thank you, Dusty, for that. Brilliant.
Oh, forever.
Isn't that hilarious?
It's amazing.
Oh, God. I absolutely love it. Yeah. The Pear-gines.
Oh, even shortened is better.
Yeah, the old Pear-gines. So what happened with your dog Fozzie over the weekend?
Oh my gosh, he is just such a piece of work. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Like, I went from Babe, who was just the calmest, sweetest dog ever, to being completely extremely challenged with Fozzie all the time. He almost broke my jaw.
What?
So I have to be so careful. I have a month left in this stupid device in my mouth, and I have to be careful. And I went to go grab something he was chewing on. He was playing with it, and I went to go grab it. And as I go for it, he does the tilt head back where he goes, huh? And he goes, boom, right underneath my jaw. My teeth go smack, and I go, oh my God. I could feel it all the way. I felt like it shoot up my brain. I'm like, oh my God, oh. So I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes. I look like a complete insane person, more than I normally do. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, Is it, huh? No, is it? No, are my teeth wiggling? No, it's not. And then he's looking at me like, oh no, oh gosh, I'm so in trouble. Uh-huh. And so he has no idea he did it, but almost broke my, that's the second time in 3 months he almost broke my jaw and my teeth out of my mouth. Mm. And that just is like, gosh, you're doing such a good job there. Everything's looking great. And then I go in, oh, sorry, my front teeth got knocked out by my dog. I was like, oh my gosh, he's just the worst.
He's
and
a
then,
monster.
Yeah.
That dog, he's crazy. He's jumping wild over fences.
Oh, my. There's a 6-foot privacy fence in my backyard. And I built this so that he couldn't jump the fence. He got out of a 4-foot one. So gets done, right? Now he jumps the fence and latches onto the top of it to bark at the neighbor dog because he can't see him. So he holds himself up. And if he was strong enough, he would literally climb right over. Now the neighbor dog has practiced this whole thing. And they sit up and pull themselves on the top of the fence.
That's going, cute.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Jump down. They're like, oh, good. That was good. Hey. Stay out of my yard.
And Crisco doesn't understand why he's not friendly with neighbors. Isn't that weird? He doesn't get it. He's like, why don't they like me?
Yeah, it's funny enough. They all tried to do a GoFundMe to get a higher privacy fence so they go all the way around my house.
Accept God. That gift.
Yes. Oh, I know. They actually didn't do that, Des. It was a joke. But want to clarify, I don't feel like you got that part of it. It was a little funny. And so then I go to bring him in for a bath. He's in the car for like 15, 20 minutes. Nothing bad. He's been in the car for longer. And we're driving, and all of a sudden we get like a block and a half away, and I hear, and I go, no, no, no. Oh, he's coughing. Okay, he's good. Nope. He got sick all over the backseat of my car.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, right there. And all of a sudden, so then I'm driving, and it's just, oh, it was just a mess. And then he gets out. He's like, what's up?
Yeah,
what's up?
We
no, I feel great.
We have a puke bowl in the car for the dog and the kid.
Really? Puke bowl?
Don't for you the have dog? A puke bucket or bowl for your family, too?
Well, yeah, we do, too.
It's the same one that we put in the car. The car has a puke bowl for the kid and the dog because they both get car sick, mostly when my husband's driving.
What?
Yeah.
I've never needed
TJ, that's awful.
I know. We took Mason, the dog, on a 6-hour road trip for the first time. He's puking. Nilly's puking.
No.
She's probably puking because he's puking. Ricky's freaking out. He's pulling over the side of the road in the middle of the interstate, and I'm like, what is happening right now? So now we just always travel with puke bowls.
I just don't think Ozzy would grab the bucket, though.
We do. Maybe. You can go, and then you grab the bucket and you shove it under their face.
Yeah, oh yeah, we do. Yeah. You have to do that. Yeah.
Have you not considered just driving? Because it sounds like he's the problem.
Ricky?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his driving is horrific. Never, that's why I drive all the time.
Does she never get sick when it's you?
No.
Oh, dang. You know what? I've judged you guys before.
I know you have, you judgy judger.
Ricky is pretty
young,
though.
I heard you talking crap about me.
I've judged you, and I'm like, what is
you're like,
up
why
with
is
them?
She driving him?
Now, hold on.
Places.
She can only drive until her tank runs out because she never can fill up with gas.
I don't
but
judge
But she's a good
her.
Driver.
I have not ran out of gas, and we are at March 14th yet this year. Been my resolution.
Good job.
My goal.
Also for 3 months. Yeah. Not even 3 months.
That's good.
Impressive.
That for is me.
Good.
Yeah.
For real.
That's good.
But that's why I always drive. You, Des, you take a 30 minutes with my husband in the car, and you will never talk crap about me again.
So I'm the Ricky.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is. I'm the Ricky. Taylor's convinced me it's just like his job, and really it's just I'm the Ricky.
He's okay. A horrible driver. He's like the one that goes in the gas, and then you're doing this the whole time. Down the interstate.
And I'm like a kid. I was
like, I am going to punch you in the face. He's like, then you drive.
You're like, okay,
wow.
I will.
So I do now.
All right, I won't judge you guys anymore.
Thank
I'm
you.
Still probably judging other people. I don't know their backstory. I don't know why.
Why isn't it man driving?
God, she's so much manlier than him.
Chris, go Des and Ryan. Chris, go Des and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Let me tell you all about Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. They will not talk your ear off like a TJ will.
TJ doesn't stop.
But they will help your home comfort system. It doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter if it's 70, if it's 40, if it's 25 degrees. It is always going to be a good time to call Apollo. They'll help you out with everything. They've helped me out with my sinks that broke down. They've helped me out with my home comfort system. They helped Des out. You had to have a whole new one put in this winter.
Oh, hallelujah. And they were with me every step of the way. When we bought our house, we knew at some point it was going to need to be replaced, right? And I knew Apollo, they're the place that they're going to do it. So I had them coming every 6 months or so, making sure everything was running okay. until it wasn't.
Yeah. And then it got bad.
It did. So we've got a new home comfort system. We're warm when we want to be warm. We're going to be cool when we need to be cool this summer. And they will take care of you too. You'll love working with them. They've been doing it for over 40 years. They're local. They're family owned. Go to callapollo.com. It's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.